Hello and welcome to Your Five for Today. Each year, the 25th of January marks Robert Burns Day, the birthday of Scotland's most famous poet, who was born in 1759. It is celebrated by admirers of his writing, both Scots and non-Scots alike. My hometown of Greenock on the River Clyde is home to the oldest Burns Club in the world, known as the Mother Club. Rabbi Burns may have been a God-fearing man to some extent, but he had no time for religious hypocrisy at all. In fact, some of his poems give a satirical look at religious life in 18th century Scotland. One of his poems is entitled To a Louse. It is addressed to a parasitical flea spotted crawling over the Sunday hat of a lady sitting in church. Here's an extract of that poem. Ha, where you gone, ye crowlin' fairly? Your impudence protects you sairly. I canna say, but ye strut rarely o'er gauze and lace. Though faith, I fear ye dine but sparely on sic a place. Ye ugly creepin' blast at wonner, detested, shunned by saint and sinner. How dare ye set your fit upon her, say fine a lady? Gae somewhere else and seek your dinner on some poor body. Now hod you there, you're out of sight, below the fatrels, snug and tight. Nah, faith ye yet, you'll no be right till you've got on it the vera tapmost towering height, O Mrs. Bonnet. O Jeanie, dinna toss your head and set your beauties o' abread. Ye little ken what cursed speed the blastie's making. They winks and finger ends I dread are notice taken. Oh, wad some power the giftie gie us, to see ourselves as others see us. It wad frae mony a blunder free us, and foolish notion. What airs in dress and gait would lee us, and even devotion. As Burns in the poem describes the movements of the tiny creature, he muses on the fact that to a flea, all human beings are much alike. There's no distinction between the saint and the sinner, the grand lady or the grubby farm boy. In the last verse, he expands on this theme, wondering what it would be like to see ourselves as others see us. What do you think others see of you? Rabbi suggests that if we did know, it would change our presumption and save us from many a blunder. Many of us will cringe when we look at photographs or recordings of ourselves, as this may sometimes drive us to change something about ourselves, including the way we present ourselves to the world. I suppose in Burns's day there was no technology which allowed such personal revelations of ourselves. What I do believe from the Bible is that God sees us as we truly are. We can't hide our true nature from him. The great poetry book of the Bible is the Psalms. There we read, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. At first it might make us nervous when we realise that God sees us just as we are, that we are completely transparent before his gaze. But then we remember that he loves us with an everlasting love, despite what he sees in our hearts and minds. And that is the most wonderful truth of all. Thank you for listening.